A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm Andy Zaltzman. Here is another Christmas classic from the Bugle archives. Can you hear the tinsel? Oh yeah, there it was. It's episode 254 from 2013.
Top story this week. Jingle, jingle, merrily on the manger, Andy. The silent night is lowing. Santa Claus is coming to Bethlehem and the three wise snowmen are riding a sleigh pulled by Rudolph the Red-Nosed Jesus. It's the Bugle Christmas special!
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Happy, happy holiday Christmas holiday. It's in a move that is borderline Dickensian in its bar humbuggery. Hammersmith and Fulham Council in London sent out Christmas cards to tenants this year, warning, don't overindulge in Christmas, pay your rent. And the decoration on the Christmas card was a pound coin fizzing in a glass. Wow, Andy. I mean, just to start this Christmas roundup, I think even Scrooge might have got a head rush from that level of misanthropy. Even he just verbalised his contempt for the poor, Andy. He never went so far as to immortalise that contempt in Christmas card form. He didn't send a Christmas card to Bob Cratchit saying, get to work right now, with an image of a cartoon Tiny Tim looking sad reading some statistics on the child mortality rate. He didn't do that, Andy.
The council defended itself, saying that the cards are part of a, quote, hard-hitting campaign. Now, I mean, there's a time and a place, John, for hard-hitting politics. I mean, is that really... I mean, I'm not sure that really chimes in with Christmas. I'm not sure it makes too many people's lists of hardest-hitting religious festivals. I mean, if Hammersmith and Fulham Council really want to hammer a point home, well, clearly, Easter, far more appropriate for hammering things home.
But it is. I mean, it is definitely a hard hit, Andy.
Yep,
you can't deny it. If that's what they're looking for, they got it. It's like watching Mike Tyson punch a baby deer. You can't deny that he landed the punch. You just have to ask why the f*** he felt the need to do it.
Well, I guess, you know, let's try and see it from the other side, John. It's often hard to see that. Don't overindulge this Christmas. That's just a basic health and safety tip for a country that's increasingly troubled by bad diets and obesity. Pay your rent. That is a message of fiscal responsibility as we emerge from the gloom of our economic troubles. So it's all about tone of voice. Admittedly, the pound coin dissolving in the glass of water didn't maybe suggest it was the most philanthropic of messages. But, you know, this is part of Jesus, isn't it? You know, I mean, a lot of what he said does come down to tone of voice. As we've discussed in the Beagle before, pick up your bed and walk, for example. Very different from, pick up your bed and walk! The meek shall inherit the earth could easily have been sarcastic, and we don't know the full what happened after that, what he said after that. The meek shall inherit the earth, and hard-working carpenter messiahs like me have to pick up the f***ing tab for them, said Jesus, visibly reddening. I have to have two jobs just to make ends meet. Imagine how much better a parable writer I'd be if I didn't have to spend half my time making f***ing shells for f***ing losers. So maybe we should give him credit. Give him credit, John.
Understandably, many of the recipients of this card were slightly less than thrilled, One woman said, "What's made me so angry is my mum's been a tenant for 60 years. She's never been behind with her rent, and when we were young, there wasn't any money. She'd pay her rent before she'd feed us and clothe us and heat the house. Keeping the roof over our head was more important than anything else. So to get this disgusting, threatening piece of literature masquerading as a Christmas greeting, it's insulting." And it is, Andy. An absolutely brutal message to send. You are one step away from telling children that Santa has three lists. Children who've been nice, children who've been naughty, and children whose parents have let their rent fall into arrears with the city council. And there's no way he comes to visit you unless your parents have a zero balance on their rental statement. Santa is a stickler for on-time payments, Andy. Always has been, always will be, no matter the circumstances.
Well, this is Hammersmith and Fulham in London. It's a Tory council, a very, very Tory council. There's a lot of wealth in the area alongside the council tenants who need to be given a little financial chivying. They might as well have sent out a card saying, "We are minted. We're getting new bikes for Christmas and we don't even want them or even know how to ride them. We'll just leave them out in the garden to rust. You, Jackie Collins' novel from the charity shop and 20 cigarettes, thought so. Happy f***ing Christmas. My smoked salmon would be able to buy everything you own." Ah!
Councillor Andrew Johnson, the Cabinet Minister for Housing, said this was part of an ongoing campaign saying, "We want to do everything we can to stop tenants getting into rent arrears. It's a very serious issue, and the real issue of this double-sided postcard was to say, if you're in difficulty, give us a call." Oh, well, that's fine then, Andy. Perhaps that phone call would lead to a Christmas miracle from the council, such as a group of men in uniforms coming to your house and carrying any items of value out into a van. The apparently eviction proceedings begin with Hammersmith City Council when a tenant is £250 in arrears. And this card, which was sent to around 17,000 homes, cost about £2,000 to produce. So you could have actually given a Christmas miracle to nearly 10 families rather than putting that poison in the mail. And I've got to say, Andy, Councillor Andrew Johnson may be getting a little visit in the next few nights from the ghosts of Christmas past, present and future. I just don't want him to be surprised if he wakes up to sounds of ghostly chains rattling. It might make sense.
In a possibly linked story, the homeless charity Crisis says it's preparing to feed and shelter more people than ever this Christmas. And this, Johnny says, our economy is apparently roaring back into life like an old dog waking from a medically induced coma to find that it's had its pancreas removed by a partially qualified vet. We've got house prices rising in London, still tumescent bonuses in the city, vast profits, and yet we still as a nation essentially accept having thousands of homeless and thousands more relying on food banks. The problem is it would be a bit inconvenient to sort this problem out and might make us look weak as a nation to display such economically vulnerable and politically out of fashion qualities as compassion and dignity at Christmas of all times of year. But I guess as we discussed last week, letting people be homeless and hungry will only work if things are getting better and greedier at the top. Because, as we discovered last week, envy and greed are the main motivating factors in our chosen economic structure, according to Mayor of London, Boris Johnson. So the bigger the gap, the greater the envy. The colder the winter, the more encouragement for these layabouts to become top-ranking executives at stockbroking firms. The hungrier the stomach, the greater the incentive to earn a £150,000 Christmas bonus for doing absolutely jack shit next year. It's simple, John. As Aristotle said, no mouse will become a lion if you keep feeding it cheese. And that is what keeps our economy moving.
That's all the top stories you're getting today. Go to thebuglepodcast.com and subscribe to all of our shows, including Catharsis, the brilliant new series hosted by Tiff Stevenson.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.